Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Louise Crooks, a key security coach on KTC Radio. I'm excited today. We have a great show ahead of us and a wonderful guest to talk to us about a very powerful topic, which is how to get off your own back and out of your own way now. I know that many of us really do want to make a bigger difference, but something's standing in your way and you can't quite put a finger on it. Or you might be feeling an immense amount of stress or pressure in your life and often say to yourself, there just must be an easier way. So Wendy Yellen, our guest, says, and you must be a tsunami maker, a person of heart and integrity who wants to make an even bigger difference in the world by igniting your tsunami maker cells. So today we're going to be talking to Wendy Yellen, who's an international speaker, mentor, and writer. She's one of the world's top facilitators of one of the world's top cutting-edge transformational processes, eidetics. And I'm very excited to hear more about this topic. I might not be saying it correctly, but it's probably my English accent. Wendy will say it much better than I. So just check in with yourself. Are your passions or your dreams coming true, or are they still on pause? Are you pushing and efforting because even though you know better, your business and personal successes aren't as big as you know they can be? Is that what your soul is aching for? So these are all things that Wendy's going to be talking to us about. Before we dive into the show and I tell you a little bit more about Wendy, I'm just going to introduce Key Security Radio for you and for those who haven't tuned in before. So Key Security Radio was set up in 2008 with the mission to support soul-driven business owners to success through spiritual, personal, and business growth with the expertise of the most amazing guests. So feel free to browse the archives to find recordings of shows with guests, the likes of Marsha Weider, Addy Brown, Michael Port, Greg Moores, Mary Allen, Michael Lozier, just to name a few, and we'll be adding to that list today. I'm your host, Louise Crooks. I'm a business coach, speaker, radio host, of course, and Facebook and online marketing strategist, and I'm all about getting the word out about what's possible in your business, doing it authentically, being visible, creating a profit, and helping the world at large through your actions. I do believe in spiritual alignment with all that you do, and living this way we can create the lives we truly desire. So if you'd like to make sure to get updates about the show, go to keysforclarity.com and enter your email address in the box on the right-hand side. You can also then get the free report I share, which is the five biggest mistakes soul-driven business owners make and how to avoid them. So feel free to go to keystoclarity.com and enter your info there, and you'll get updates and my newsletter, which is coming out very soon. So let's tell you a little bit about our guest today, Wendy Yellen. I'm very excited to have Wendy on the show today. It's going to be a very interesting topic, and as I said before, it's how to get off your back and out of your own way now. So Wendy Yellen is the founder and CEO of eidetic-lifecoach.com. Wendy Yellen, for the past 30 plus years, has been helping people internationally to transform and accelerate their success, to stop standing in your own way, and instead to sustain and support the powerful presence that you really are. Stop trying to remember how to be. No more sticky notes on the mirror reminding you how to live. There is another way. I'm excited to find out what that is. Wendy mentors global leaders who want to make an even bigger difference, for whom she coined the phrase tsunami makers. She helps tsunami makers and those who want to activate and ignite their tsunami maker cells to break open the shackles of your history and shift your consciousness so you can lead with and from your whole heart and soul. Wendy Yellen, as I said before, is an international speaker, mentor, and writer. She is one of the world's top facilitators of the world's top cutting-edge transformational processes called eidetics. And so we're going to talk about that in a few moments. And I'm excited to dive into that topic. Before we do that, I just want to invite you to share about the show on the Twitter. You can do that by going into the chat room or just sharing on the tweet button on the show if you're on the website. And use KTC, the hashtag KTC Radio when you're doing that. That would be awesome. Then I can track what people are saying about the show, which is always helpful. And we have a prize for today, which I'd like to introduce to you. So a prize which is, I feel like we don't do enough for our children, you know, on this show. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to enter a draw today for Louise Hay's card deck called Power Thoughts for Teens. And I know we're going to be talking about consciousness and how we manage our thoughts and what we're going to be doing. I think it's very linked to today, but we're going to be offering a prize, which is going to be for teens that you know or your own teens. And so Power Thoughts for Teens is the prize for today. It's a pack of cards by Louise Hay. So email info@keystoclarity.com and put teens in the title, and you'll get an opportunity to be put in the draw for this this prize, which will be drawn in 24 hours' time. So it gives everyone who's listening to the recording a chance to participate as well. And I really encourage you to do that. You know, if you don't email in, you don't get the opportunity to win. It's as simple as that. So email info@keystoclarity.com and put teens in the title. And we'll announce the prize for that. And I'll announce the other prize winners for the last couple of weeks towards the end of the show as well. We've got a couple of prizes to announce, seeing as I've been away in the UK and pre-recorded the last two shows for you. So without further ado, let's say hello to Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Louise. Hi, everybody. I, like you, am very glad to be here.
I felt a real connection with you, Wendy, when we spoke before, and I'm really excited to have you on the show and to talk about this topic. It seems like a really interesting area of expertise, Wendy. I'd be curious just to find out how you came to it. If you could just give us a little bit of background about that, that would be wonderful.
Sure. I'll give you the short version. I'll do my best with that.
Sure.
Let's see. Actually, I heard about eidetic imagery about 20, 25, 30 years ago. And my best friend and colleague was actually studying it. And it didn't make any sense to me. Nothing. And even though she was starting a training institute in the town that I lived in, and even though she and I were doing workshops every month together, delivering workshops, I didn't take part in her discovery. But flash forward a bit, when I about 20 years worth, when I started working with my father on a business, I was actually trained as a psychotherapist, a clinical social worker, and I no longer was willing to work with people as a therapist because I didn't think it was powerful enough for me, and so I didn't want to do it for them either, which was kind of strange, actually, because my practice, my private practice, was completely full with referrals. So obviously my clients were pleased, right? They were really pleased at what they were getting. But it wasn't enough for me, so I stopped, and I had to do something. So I was helping my father with a business, and that's a long story, but the short version is he didn't really know how to be successful on his own. The successes he'd had in the past were partly a result of my mother and my sister, but I didn't know that. So I'm working with him, and I am pouring my savings and working 24/7 and ready to kill him. And I loved my father. Really, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
And I love my father. He's gone now, but I love and loved him, and I didn't want to kill him. So I hired somebody that did eidetics, and we worked on that. But the really strange thing was that all I was aware of was that I was so angry at my father. But what I didn't see at the time was how nuts I was to be working 24/7, not only not making money, but pouring my own savings into the business and having zero life.
Right.
I couldn't get myself to stop.
Yeah.
And so,
wow.
You know, that's what we do. I like to say, I'm intelligent, as I'm sure your listeners are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not a question. The things will work in our own way. It's really never a question of intelligence.
Yeah.
We become insistently blind to what we're doing. I mean, when I look back now, I think it's astonishing to really see. I'd get up, I'd go straight to the computer. I wouldn't even brush my teeth, let alone get out of my sweats, right?
Yeah.
And 2 o'clock would come, and I'd still be working, and I hadn't even eaten breakfast yet, and I didn't even know it. I mean, that's crazy, but I know that some of your listeners are doing something like that right now.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. So what made you make the change, Wendy? What brought you to the change, to that pivotal moment?
When I realized, in terms of eidetic imagery, you're talking about, or which change, is that the change you were speaking
of? Well, the change that you wanted to make, and then going into eidetic imagery.
Okay. Even after I finished, I left the business and stayed really, really close, emotionally close to my father, which was great. And I kind of left eidetic imagery for a while. I didn't do it for myself personally. And then through a wonderful circumstance of how easy can you stand it, one of the eidetic trainers invited me to attend a training in halfway across the country, right? Now I'm no longer living in the city where it is, right? Now I have to travel, right? You know, so, but here's another opportunity. And she said, if you come here, I will put you, all you have to do is get your butt from the airport to here, and then I will drive you to the training. I'll put you up in my house. I'll even feed you. Just come, because I think you'll love it.
Yeah.
So I was in this thing of, you know, how easy can you stand it? And I thought, that's pretty darn easy. And I went. And when I went to that training, it hit me. It hit me what this work was, the depth of it, the profundity of it, the transformational ability of it. And I didn't get it before, but now I got it. I thought, oh, yes, I am totally getting trained in this. And because I could see the places I was stuck, and I could see where it could take me to the next level for myself.
Wow. Fabulous. But your friend was very excited.
She's one of my closest, dearest friends and colleagues to this day. Yeah.
Amazing. So, Wendy, it's really common for people to yearn for their business to be more successful, yet they can't seem to find a way through what stops them. So how do people get in their own way, and what's really happening here?
Okay, a number of things. First, and you're breaking up just a little bit. I don't know if that's me or you, but just so you know.
I can't hear anything on my side, so hopefully that's not the case. If anyone's in the chat room listening, you can let us know if that is the case. I'll call back in, but just go ahead.
Can
you understand me okay?
I'm having trouble, actually, but I do hear you. Hear you. Okay, so what is it that is really happening when people get in their own way? I think there's a number of things. Now, for you, as you're listening, for those of you listening, please listen with your heart and your mind at the same time. And also, my intention here is to take you to a deeper level of experiencing yourself than you came in with. So to do that, please be open to discovering something beyond what you already know. if you leave, if you come in with what you know and you stay with just that, then there's no expansion, there's no growth. So that's part of the reason. That's part of the reason why I suggest to you that you listen with your heart and your mind. So to answer Louise's question, we have our history. There are many aspects to the question. It's a very deep question. We have our own history. And sometimes things happen like maybe once, and it's an extraordinary event, and it has a big impact on us when we're growing up, I'm particularly talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when we also have some things that happen time after time after time after time when we're growing up, and that makes an impact on us. Now we have our parents and maybe step-parents and so forth that raised us and from whom we learned a lot. And people have the sense that, well, I'm grown up now, or I don't talk to my parents anymore, or, hey, I forgave them already. Well, okay, that's fine. But I'm talking about the way your parents are inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And those, thank you, those are the filters through which we see life. So let me give you a really easy example. So I'll give you two parts of it. I have a sister, and we have the exact same physical parents, Arthur and Carol, okay?
Yeah.
And we grew up in the same house, all of that. And she's also done some eidetic image as a client. She doesn't do it as a profession. So I'm going to compare, and she's given me permission to talk about this.
Great.
So we have in my images, eidetic images, I should explain. Eidetic images are images that come from really deep inside of you.
Yes.
They're not visualizations. You don't control them. You don't try to make yourself feel good. There's no control whatsoever. They're images that are formed at important moments, and they have there's a visual part of them and there's a feeling part of them. And what's incredible is that, and this is so hard to believe if you don't experience it, but if we have time, I'm going to give people an experience. What happens is they will show you the problem so you can experience where you're stuck, and they also connect you to you underneath your history. So you actually get a chance to experience yourself without the crust of your history.
Interesting.
So let me kind of swing back around to where I was starting. So in my images, especially when I first started, I wanted to be more successful. To me, that's just a shorthand for saying have a full life, because every single thing that I and my clients do to be more successful expands us and makes us better people, because you have to get through your stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So in my images when I first started, when I would see an image of my mother, she'd be tight. And very tight-lipped, which I just couldn't stand seeing, and controlling. And my father would be expansive and charismatic and really good at the kind of the big picture and creative. Oh, and I loved connecting, seeing his image, because that's a part of me that I love. I love that, you know, let's dream, let's be creative, let's expand, so forth, yes?
Right.
Okay. So
it makes it easy when we can relate to the pieces that we like about ourselves.
Yes. However, and this is what happens. What was happening in me was because, remember, as I said, this isn't about our parents. This is about the way your parents are inside you. So what was happening to me is that I was struggling to create my successful business. And who was I being like? Not my father, my mother. Well, actually both, and let me say more about that. So I was being too controlled, way too tight. And I didn't want to be like that. That was my mother was the last person I wanted to copy in that area. But
right.
When I would get stressed, which I was being stressed all the time because this is was that things weren't working,
yeah.
That's who I would be. So that was me kind of filtering my whole life through this, through my mother.
Isn't it interesting? We are more like the people we try not to be like, and that can be a real source of frustration in those moments when we're not able to work through that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what most people do, I'll go off into where you're going. What most people do is they try, like you said, not to be that way. And here's a really important piece that I don't think anybody else is really talking about, and that is, and it comes straight from my conversations with eidetic images, with my connection with eidetic images.
Yeah.
Most people try to force something out of themselves, like to be more confident, or in a bigger way, to be more successful, or to take, like to force themselves to go to a networking meeting or something like that. And most people think that it requires that if they're not comfortable doing it, that they're going to have to like pull up their bootstraps and march in and go say hello to everybody at that network meeting, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Or that just put on a happy face and pretend to be confident and go to whatever it is or do. But what I have discovered, and I know, I don't just know this, I experience it every day with myself and my clients, is that underneath the crust of your history, everyone's history, underneath the filters that I've been talking about with mother and father, underneath history is a different you. It's the way you came in. It's way more potentials that are being expressed right now, way more resources, and joy, which for myself, you know, years ago it wasn't even on the list because I didn't believe I could actually feel that way for no reason.
So is this referring really to the soul of who we are, the core of who we are? Beyond the associations we make with our parents and the people who formed our thoughts and patterns of behavior.
Yes, it is referring to, and also it is a way to actually reconnect and re-experience and actually begin to, believe it or not, I know this is hard to believe, automatically come from that place.
Ah, beautiful.
It is.
That's
you
what
get
we all
it.
Want, isn't it?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And, but most people, you know, I wouldn't have believed this if you had told me years ago. It wouldn't have made any sense.
Yeah.
But it's what
I totally hear you, Wendy. I would have been in the same position. I think we just... We're in a community of people who do a lot of work on themselves, so it comes together with you know, that understanding. But it's so powerful, isn't it, when you get to that point where you understand that there's so much more available to you. And you know, maybe there are probably a number of people on the show who are still working on this, and I know that I'm still working on my stuff too. You know, it's constantly allowing the light of who we truly are to shine through all those patterns and things that we embed as we're growing and to unembed them in a sense.
Let me say something real about what you just said that is
yeah.
a very subtle aspect of what you just said that I think is really important. I totally agree with you. And so here's what it is. For myself, and I imagine for a lot of people listening, I spent decades looking for trying to fix myself. I truly believed that there was something wrong, not like that I wasn't a disaster, right? But that there was
right.
something wrong. And if I could just find a way to fix that, I
yeah.
would be better.
Yeah.
Now, I no longer believe that about myself, but I also no longer believe it about life, and I want to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this goes back actually to your original question, is what's going on that we're not making it to the point we want to get to. The entire concept of thinking you need to be fixed does not take into account the truth, and I'm not saying the truth of the fact that it's already there.
Can you say that again, Wendy?
Yes, yes. To, or something like it. the desire and the focusing on getting fixed as if there's something wrong, as if you're broken, as if,
yes.
here it is, as if you need something more from outside you or something that has to be put into you in order for you to be okay. Like, I'm not confident, so I have to get confident somehow. It's not in me. I got to go find it.
Right. It's almost that feeling of not being enough.
Yes.
That you have to look outside of yourself to fill that hole up, in a sense.
Very, very much so. And
yeah.
that's exactly where I was, and I know people on this, listening to this show, some people are in that place, even if it's really subtle underneath.
Yeah, and I think that, again, is also, you know, patterns of thought that we've built, even if we know better logically, you know, that there is still that running us.
Oh, please bring me back to that, okay, the logic part. I want to come back to that, too. I want to keep going on some of the piece that you said before. So you have what I now know, I know this because I experience it. I know this to be true, and that is that what you're looking for is actually already there, and you're blocking it without realizing it. You're blocking it. And there are several ways we block it, and one is through constantly recreating history. Let me give you an example, and then I'll go to your logic part if you want to.
Okay.
All right. So I was working with someone who had been extremely successful. His family, his business. I'm just going to talk about the business for now.
Yeah.
Okay, and so he had been extremely successful, and he's not a spring chicken either. And then something happened. I don't want to give too many details because I don't want people to be recognizable. So
sure.
Something happened, and he started going downhill, really badly downhill. And what happened was that he could not stop thinking about this thing that had happened. And he could not stop focusing and thinking about what was going wrong in his business and at home too. And when he would have another experience of himself, literally a different experience, not a thought, but an actual experience of himself in a more positive way,
yeah.
he would push it out of his mind. This is so we have the thing, and this is very human, the thing that, and I bet you everybody listening can find a place where this is true, the thing we say we most want,
yeah.
we go the other direction.
Isn't it funny? Why is it that we do that, Wendy? Why is it that we do that? Is it because we're focusing on that particular, focus? So In focusing on what we don't want, we actually manifest it in a sense. Is that why?
Well, I mean, I think
of course
that whole law of attraction piece. I'm talking,
yeah.
and there's that. And I think that deep down, even though I'm sure you and I and many people listening spend a lot of time with people who believe in a different kind of level of consciousness and so in a different level of possibility.
Sure.
But I think deep down, deep deep, deep, deep down, a lot of people don't believe it's really possible.
Right.
Do you agree
with
that?
Do you think that, yes, and do you think that's a physiological thing, like it's our primitive brain, you know, the need to, the survival piece of us coming from primitive times, you know, that has formed that is it reptilian brain that we have?
You know, that my belief is that it has to do with overthinking and over literal creation and recreation of history and meaning. I think we're using our minds in a way that defeats us.
And, isn't it amazing, as human beings with this gift of thought, you know, that it can be so unsupportive to us as well.
Yes. What you said before about being the logical, I forgot. Do you remember the context? You said I remember the word, but do you remember the context?
Yeah, that we can understand, you know, that, you know, we have a logical understanding of what we need to do, but, you know, that we still allow the thoughts, you know, underneath the surface to run us, even when we have a logical understanding of what we need to do to change that.
That's exactly why when I went back, finally, when my friend invited me in that how easy can you stand it kind of way to come study eidetics, I realized that one of the key pieces I began to see was how, I mean, I'm quite intelligent, okay? I did really well in school, and I did really well in graduate school and college and my fellowship. I mean, I got all that going, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was that because my mind was so good, I used it to achieve all kinds of things. And I know some of you are going to resonate with this. And so it took me very far. So I didn't want to give it up.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It was a safe bet.
It was a very safe bet. Mm-hmm. It was a very successful safe bet. So I had to, there was a lot of internal struggle inside me as I watched my images. I know this won't mean a lot to people, but as I went into this process, because my head kept getting in the way of me going to a deeper level of consciousness and of myself.
So what did you do when you had that conflict going on?
I fought against my best self.
Yeah.
Just like I'm talking about, that's why I know it so well. For example, when I would, these images, they come, you don't control them. So you see whatever you see, and maybe it's vague, maybe it's vivid, and it comes through, and you watch it. And I remember really clearly that sometimes, because of the way I'm built, that this is the way a lot of people are built, that I would see an image, and in the image would be something I wanted so much.
Yeah.
So, for example, you know, my mother, who was so tight and efficient and controlled, and of course, when I was a child, I wanted something different than that.
Yeah.
So, but in my images would show her the historical way, and then as I did a lot of work, her image began to soften, and she would be more contactable and more, she had more the ability in the image to nourish and nurture me and connect with me, but I wouldn't let myself feel it.
Mm.
I literally
relate a lot to this.
Can you? Okay. Do you want to say or
absolutely.
No?
No, I had a relationship with my mother that was very difficult, and you know, a lot of it was not allowing myself to experience the relationship the way that I wanted it to. You know, part of it was, I think, punishing her in a sense. So it was really costing me my relationship with her. I can really relate to what you're saying.
Yeah. That's what we do. And the other piece of that, you can say or not if you relate to this too, but was, so that was the way my filters were filtering the world. That was one of my many filters. And so my relationship with my husband, you can imagine, was not nearly as rich or connecting as it could be, because I wasn't able to connect. I was actually more like my mother, which is why seeing her drove me nuts.
Right. That makes so much sense, really.
And so,
it really does.
Yeah, and so the stunning thing for me, and maybe we should do a little experience, it's up to you, but the stunning thing for me is that as I watched my images and I spent time seeing them and feeling them and not controlling them, I automatically, underline, automatically began to shift.
Wow.
So my husband started, I couldn't believe it, because he's someone who doesn't offer praise unless he totally means it. You know, he doesn't have any of that BS part.
Yeah.
If he says something nice, he really means it. He just started telling me how different I was and how great I was to be with, and I mean, completely unsolicited and spontaneous.
Wow.
Oh,
how fabulous.
Yeah.
But tell me how we can experience this on the show.
Okay.
What do you want? Use me as your guinea pig.
Oh, if you're willing, great. And
I
can walk everyone through at the same time. How's that?
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah? Okay.
I think we all want to know more about eidetic imagery and how that works.
Well, the best possible way is to experience it. It's too hard to explain, actually, and really get it. So, yeah, let's do that. So,
wonderful.
And, Louise, of course, you, to whatever degree you're comfortable, share or don't share. So the first thing, the first step to take is for you, Louise, and everyone listening, to put in your mind some place where you feel an obstacle or where you're not being all you can be and or you're not doing things the way you'd like to be doing them, or you're feeling difficulty or tightness or obstruction, anything at all, and have that in your mind.
Okay,
you got one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now the first image we'll do three parts here. So first, see in an image that you are participating in that situation. So whether it's talking to this person or dealing with something with your computer or a vendor or a staff or a client or whatever it is, without controlling it, take a moment or two and actually see, not remember, but see yourself in that difficult situation.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, good. Now, just a comment. So Louise is really quick. If it had been me on the line like this, you know, 10 minutes later, I'd still be looking for my So if you're like I was, just give yourself a little patience and do the best that you can, because we're going to do this relatively fast. Normally, we take a lot more time with it. So, do you feel comfortable sharing what the difficulty
yes.
is? Okay, what
yes,
is the difficulty?
Absolutely. One of the things that's stopping me right now is actually doing my own live big event. So I'm picturing myself standing on the stage in front of a room of 100 people. I have a block around it for some reason.
Let me ask you. So everyone listening can get the most out of this. So as Louise is talking, watch the image that she's giving you. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it. Actually watch it and feel the image as you're watching. So Louise, can you, in this just straight image, show us what you're seeing. Show us where the concern is, the fear. What are you actually seeing on the stage there? Look at the people, whatever it is that's obstructing you.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like there's an obstruction in the image. It's just I think the obstruction is me actually doing what I see myself doing in the image. It, you know, so the obstruction for me is actually doing the event. I can picture myself at the event as if I was doing it, but it's the actual
Is it more the preparation?
It's actually making the decision to do it. I think
okay.
That's what it is.
So let's step back a moment. And I'd like you to... So this is not about solving it, okay? I just would like you to see in an image that you are sitting wherever you would be sitting, and you're considering making a decision to do it or not do it. I'd like you to look at yourself and tell me how you look, how you seem, what you're experiencing as you think about whether or not to do it.
Well, I'm sitting with my eyes closed, and I can feel a knot in my stomach, in the
there
top of
go.
My stomach. That's where the resistance is residing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
and I can,
how do
it,
you...
It actually makes me feel a little nauseous, actually, as well.
Okay. All right. So you're really in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for Louise and everyone, so now let that go. So that was like your kind of a baseline in a way.
Yeah.
Now, well, so you've let that image go. Now, we're going to work with filters and get a little bit bigger picture. So now...
Okay.
Put your mother in your mind, like the way you put a thought in your mind.
Yeah.
So you just want her in your mind. I don't want you to necessarily see her in the image, just in your mind, okay?
Yeah.
She's there already because we've talked about it. So, I mean, right now, so we're talking about it. So now, keeping your mother in mind, see yourself thinking about whether or not to do the live event. Take your time and notice what you see and how you feel with her in mind.
I feel even worse.
Okay, tell us.
Yeah, I just all those sensations feel much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the and in fact I can feel a restriction in my throat as well.
Mhm. Okay. And is this some of what you've been experiencing as you think about doing your event?
I think I've been avoiding thinking about
Okay. Well, now we see why, okay? Who wants to feel like this? So
a lot of fear there, I think.
Yeah. Throat, stomach, nausea. Okay. So now let that one go. So what we've just seen is what's operating inside you, part of it, is the mother filter is exaggerating, is increasing the fear and the physiological.
Yeah.
Let me run the other way. So let's look at some other things. Now, put your father in your mind, and for everybody, put your father in your mind, and now see yourself considering doing the event, give it some time, and see how you look this time and how you feel this time.
I definitely feel different, physically different. That feeling of constriction and tension in my stomach is not, it's there a little bit, but very little. And the whole feeling of nausea and this constriction around my throat's gone. And in fact, I'm almost interpreting the way I'm feeling as more of excitement than now.
Okay, let's watch your image for a few moments then. So you keep him in your mind and keep watching yourself considering this event and show us what you see and what you feel.
I can see his face.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I don't see his face at his age right now. I see his face as a man probably in his, like, 40s.
Mm-hmm. So you would have been about how old?
Let's see. I would probably have been about 26 or so.
Okay, so well...
No, hang on a second. Let me just get that calculation right. I'm in my teens, actually.
In your teens, okay.
Yeah.
So he's actually there. Okay, so what's he doing and what are you doing?
I can just see his face. He's not really doing anything. Yeah, I can't see anything around what I'm doing as such, but it's just, I can just see the image of him.
When you look at his face,
yeah.
I'm telling this to you, to Louise, because that's what she's telling me she's seeing. So
yeah.
When you look at his face, just look at his face and in the way it is in the image, and notice, let it affect you, and notice what you feel. Just from just looking at the face the way it is in your image.
He looks calm, and it's making me feel quite emotional, actually.
Can we continue, or would?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was imagined it might. So just let yourself feel whatever it is, and when you're comfortable, tell us what you're experiencing. Let it affect you. His face.
I'm seeing a lot of sadness.
Yeah. Is it? What are you seeing that's making you sad? Is it something in what you're seeing, or history, or what is it?
I'm not sure, Wendy, because it seems like the image is just of. It's almost like a headshot, you know, like his chest and his face. It's not like he's in any situation or any experience, or you know, he's just there.
What
and
do
I can't
see?
See myself interacting with him or anything. I just see this image of him.
That's okay. So what do you actually see when you look at this kind of headshot of him? How's his face look?
It looks very calm, almost unemotional.
Is that positive for you, or is it more on the no? It's like not emotional. And is it positive or negative?
It's positive.
It's positive. So let yourself.
Yeah.
It's kind of calm and positive. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too. Because I'm looking at your image too. Just with you. So
yeah.
Let yourself keep looking at him, and let yourself. See him this way. Don't go into history. Just see him this way and experience the calmness. And as you keep seeing him and experiencing yourself, tell us what you see and feel.
I'm starting to experience the same calmness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay with it. Stay with it a little longer. Just, you don't have to force the feeling. Don't have to grab onto the feeling. Instead, look at the image. It came from inside you.
Yeah. It's a sense of not having to be or to be anything. You know, there's no expectation in the feeling.
Mm. How is that for you, Deb?
It's good.
Mm.
It feels like there's no pressure to live up to any expectation, you know, it just is.
Mm.
A sense of calmness and being.
And how's your stomach and your throat right now?
They're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we take this one last step?
Yeah.
Show you how to help, let it help you? Okay, so let me make a few comments for you and everyone. So what I didn't tell Louise what to see or feel. So what happened was, as Louise watched this image of her father, just a face, really, just a headshot, really, as she watched that, at first she got sad, which I think maybe was perhaps a memory or a feeling of loss. Louise, is that fair to say?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But the more she got out of the history and out of kind of what is and more into what the image was giving her, she began to feel calm, and like she didn't have to perform for anyone, and that's that, like the loosening of other people's expectations and that freedom, and then the throat and the nausea had left. So now, and you can all do this, so now, Louise, now put this image, let's try this, put this image of your father, just this headshot image, in your mind. So what I mean by that is what you're seeing, and also keep staying with the, you know, keep letting the image affect you. So
yeah.
keep feeling it.
Yeah.
So with that in your mind, now see an image, don't control it, now see an image of you considering doing an event. Take your time and see what you look like now and how you seem and how you feel.
There seems to be more of a sense of ease about it, not as much fear in the thinking of it.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Can you see? Good.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So you could see just in this few minutes.
Yeah.
How you were first? What you saw was your default mode, which
yeah.
is mother filter about this.
Yeah.
Stuff,
yeah.
Right. And all the, you know, I got to perform, and it's like a pressure and a tension
yeah.
in the body, right? That's default.
Yeah.
That's where you
it's
go.
It's interesting because I think also what came through with my dad was this unconditional love. So there was no expectation in that, you know.
Yes.
So, and I think with my mother, there was always, it felt conditional. So, you know, that's kind of interesting.
Yes.
You know, recognizing that.
Yes, and again, a reminder to those who are listening, so we're not actually working with your parents, right? We're not working with how they were with you. We're working with how they are now in you.
Yes.
Right? So,
wow.
So you have this place in you that connects you basically instantly to the experience of unconditional love. And
yeah.
when you had that, how you're being with this consideration of doing an event is different.
Yeah, it's just amazing what's running us underneath. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's so much.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, that's quite an amazing experience, Wendy. Thank you so much for that.
I'm impressed, Louise, you know, for you to be balancing all these different hats at the same time. Good for you.
I'm always open and ready for anything.
I see that. Good for you.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Wendy. That was a really powerful experience and really gave me a sense of you know, how logically we think we know what's running us and, you know, what we need to be working on. You know, just even in that experience, you know, you just suddenly realize there's another layer under there, you know, of understanding.
Boy, did you just say a lot right there. Yes.
Yeah. It's powerful. And it just, you know, for me, it just reminds me that this is work, you know, that we need to do continually. You know, it's not a case of, okay, I've dealt with something and now it's done. You know, I hear clients say that all the time. And, you know, it's wonderful to have a tool like this where, you know, you have the opportunity to get to the heart of it really quickly. You know, so you can uncover and create that awareness of yourself really quickly. And there's a healing in that too. So, you know, which is a fairly quick experience, which is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
What happens is the
work over time is for you to get more, for you or anyone, I'm just using it as an example,
yes.
to get more and more and more as you spend time with that image, meaning seeing it and feeling it, you
yeah.
drop the crust that's over your own ability to
right.
take in unconditional love and also to expand into more of that, you know, hey, I'm not doing something because there's so much expected of me. And from
right.
that place,
of course it's me.
What was that? Say again?
which of course is me making creating those expectations based on those memories, I'm sure.
Yes, but underneath that is this other you, and that what this work does is bring that underneath part forward, so you're operating from that part instead,
right.
naturally, without insight or anything like that. It just comes pouring out. You can see that, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so powerful. That's amazing.
That's why I do.
So, time has gone so quickly. It's crazy, isn't it? And I'd love for people to get to know more about what you do and how to experience more of the eidetic imagery and the work that you do. What is it that you're sharing with us today? I know you wanted to invite the guests to do something to get to know more of you.
Thank you for that. There's a really simple and actually fun way to get to know more, to actually have more experience with eidetics. What I do is I do a weekly video e-zine where every single week, or most weeks, I will actually walk you through an eidetic image, a different one each time.
Wow, fabulous.
Yes. And mine are all for people who want, because this is me, right, who wants to, so your best clients and the people you connect with most easily are the people that are most like you, right?
Yeah.
My tips are all about and directed towards you if you're somebody who wants to make a bigger difference, if you are filled with heart and integrity and want even more of all of that, and want to be able to make a difference without having to, without it costing you an arm, a leg, or your soul. And thank you. So the tips, like I said, I give them to you in written form, and I also, you can just watch the video and go through it with me, just like we did today.
Wonderful. And that's a nice, easy way to experience it. So,
yeah.
So we have a special URL for you to go to sign up for Wendy's video e-zine, and that is the shortened URL version, which is budurl.com/Wendy Tips. So it's budurl.com/Wendy Tips.
Thanks so much for that, Wendy. I would be delighted if you wanted to subscribe and get a taste every week. I just want to clarify, since I wasn't familiar with Bud URL, it's B as in Bravo, U as in Universe, D as in David, budurl.com/.
Right.
Wendy.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Wendy.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to know more, so I'll certainly be signing up. Myself, Wendy, I had a sense of who you were and your wonderful work, but I really want to explore it more as well now, and I'm very excited to do that. So thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom with us and taking me through that powerful process. I really appreciate that.
You made it so easy, Louise. I really appreciate that. Thank you for being so gracious.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Well, before we finish the show, I just want to make a couple of announcements. I want to announce the prizes for the draws for the last 2 weeks. I was away in the UK, so we had two pre-recorded shows. And so the first prize is for the meditation CD, Louise Hay's Morning and Evening Meditations, which was on the show with Amethyst Wildfire, and the person who won the CD is Renee Alfieri. That's Renee Alfieri won the Morning and Evening Meditations. Congratulations, Renee. And you can find Renee on empoweringinquiry.com. So thanks a lot, Renee, for entering the competition and winning that wonderful CD that will be coming to you soon. And then the second prize is for the show that was the Insider Secrets to Article Writing with Gary Schleifer from Choice Magazine. And he offered a wonderful prize for us which was a digital version of the Choice magazine, a year subscription. And that goes to Kate Johnson from Inner Progress Coaching, and you can find her at www.innerprogresscoaching.com. That's innerprogresscoaching.com. So congratulations, Kate. You've won the digital version of the Choice magazine for a year. So they'll be getting in contact with you very shortly to set you up with that. So congratulations. So again, just a reminder that today's prize is the card pack from Louise Hay again, which is Power Thoughts for Teens. And just send an email into info@keysforclarity.com with teens in the title. And who knows, it could be you having your name and website mentioned in the next week's show. So keep your eyes peeled for next week. I'll be updating you with the show. I'll be hosting the show on my own next week, and I'll be giving you some juicy information about how to grow your business in one particular area, and most likely in some area that will help you to grow and become very more visible in your business to attract more clients and gain more credibility in your community. So keep an eye out for that. You'll get an update soon. And in the meanwhile, have a fabulous week. Hope you're enjoying wonderful spring weather if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. And looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Thanks so much again, Wendy, for being with us. And have a fabulous week, everyone. To your shining success. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.